Since 2003, the Australian Securities and Investment Commission, ASIC, has been investigating allegations that Australia's big four banks and some other financial institutions manipulated the bank bill swap rate. This is the primary interest rate used in Australian financial markets and helps set interest rates for business and commercial loans on literally trillions of dollars.
At the moment, all of the big four, Westpac, the CBA, the NAB and the ANZ, are in court, pursued by the corporate regulator ASIC for unconscionable conduct.
That's how the banking industry learned its lesson. And now they're doing amazing and everyone's honest.
Treasurer Scott Morrison has announced criminal penalties and potential jail time in relation to the manipulation of the bank bill swap rate, and that will bring Australia into line with laws in the European Union and Britain.
The battle lines over the banks were drawn up in April, with Labor subsequently calling for a royal commission almost daily throughout the election campaign. Since April, the government has made five separate announcements to fend off a royal commission. The government argues it would take too long and cost too much, and that regular parliamentary hearings would suffice.
Hearing of the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics for the review of the four major banks.
Westpac isn't perfect. In recent years, we've had operational errors, and we apologize for those.
The government established the parliamentary oversight after public uproar in August, when the banks failed to pass on an official interest rate cut in full to homeowners.
That's how the banking industry learned its lesson. And now they're doing amazing and everyone's honest.
Confirmation of a tribunal came after this week's parliamentary grilling of bank bosses. The opposition leader, Bill Shorten, says the inquiry has shown that more interrogation is needed.
If every leader of every major bank concedes that there have been major problems in their bank, then what on earth can be the reason not to have a royal commission to understand what's driving these problems?
Easy money.
Mr. Malcolm Turnbull has continually dismissed those calls.
We will get a speedy tribunal to deal with these types of customer complaints against banks, and this will be real action.
Bill Shorten says he smells a rat.
Malcolm Turnbull has now proposed a sixth measure to avoid and stave off and fob off a royal commission. This tribunal, I wouldn't trust the Liberals to set up properly.
That's how the banking industry learned its lesson, and now they're doing amazing and everyone's honest.
All the things for which my heart yearns, gives joy in diminishing return.
Gallagher is the Shadow Minister for Financial Services.
The banking tribunal will deal with people once they've been burnt by the system, once they've lost their savings, their business, their, you know, house. It won't actually stop some of these from occurring in the first place. And I think that's at the heart of what a royal commission and the powers that a royal commission could bring would deliver.
The Westpac CEO, Mr. Hartzer, revealed under questioning that the prospect of a tribunal had come up in discussions with the government earlier this year.
I think I was at one meeting a couple of months ago where the idea was mentioned. It was certainly not an extensive conversation.
And who was that with?
I probably had a very short conversation with the treasurer about it. My memory's a bit hazy.
And what sort of suggestion of the tribunal was put to you in that conversation?
There were no details. It was I do remember. There was a discussion. I know where this came up.
It's a tribunal designed by the banks, for the banks, and implemented by their political representatives, the Turnbull government.
We just have to do what you've been doing all along. Lie to everybody.
In that mashup, we heard from the CEOs of Australia's Big Four banks, Malcolm Turnbull, Bill Shorten, Katie Gallagher, and Jack Donaghy and Liz Lemon from 30 Rock. Audio there was taken from AM, PM, 7:30, Radio National, and the House of Representatives Banking Industry Hearings. Music was by The Shimmies, covering Money, Tom Waits with Big Face Money, and Nick Cave with Easy Money. Given the numerous Senate inquiries into our financial institutions over the years, given there have been no less than 14 scandals involving the Big Four in the past 2 years, given that the banks are large political donors, given the 2 Oxfam Australia reports into the Big Four's involvement in questionable land-grabbing deals overseas, along with such annual hearings and a banking industry tribunal, clearly Australia needs a Banking Royal Commission and a Federal Independent Commission Against Corruption. You're listening to 4ZZZ FM's Brisbane Line.